and that, a wee bit of a cruel blow for you there?
Oh, definitely. I don't think we deserved that by any means. First half, they caused us a main threat with set pieces, with the height they've got. You can see the goal they got. Obviously, we've been stretching for it, and it's because in your own goal that sometimes happens. But credit to the players, I thought they responded second half brilliantly. And at one each, it looked as though we were the only team that was going to go and score. So it was a cruel blow to score in the manner in which it did. So we're all gutted with that, but you think you've just got to look at the positives. The way we played, the way we passed the ball, we never sat back. You know, a lot of teams would just come here and just park the bus. But we went and had a go, and it was really disappointing not to get in for the game.
Have you stressed that to the players in terms of taking away the positives from this game?
Hibs are the favourites to win the league, Hibs and Dundee United, so to put in a performance like that against the top teams, you keep doing that week in, week out, you're not going to be far away from the top of the table. So there's a lot of positives, but we've got to learn for the wee mistakes we're making, because at this level you get punished for that.
Sort of a sympathy there for Callum, given it's his first game.
Oh no, he was brilliant. I thought he was excellent. His first game for a long time. Obviously we were kind of forced into that with Lee getting suspended last week. But I thought he'd done really, really well. And it happens, it was a bad bounce. And you've just got to move on for that. You kind of let that affect you.
How was he in the changing room?
No, he's obviously disappointed, but you've got to look at his overall performance. He's been out for that length of time, and I thought he was different class. He looked as though he'd never been away. So it was a massive test for him today, but I thought he handled it really well.
Saying that you're going to force to play him, would you have liked him to have a few more 20s games?
No, he's played about five games or whatever for the 20s, so he was up to match speed. Obviously, he was getting a bit tired towards the end, but... No, you look at the whole performance for the whole team. Gavin Riley gets his first goal as well. It's a great bit of play, and as I said, second half it looked as though we were on this end. It looked as though we were going to win the game. So disappointed, but we move on and make sure we get the win next week.
16,500 people here, 1,200
Dunfermline
fans.
Oh, unbelievable, the support. You see the way they stood at the end as well, waiting for the players. And I think that's testament to the way the players played as well. They waited, clapped them off. So the boys really appreciate that and their support as well. And as I said, hopefully we can get the result next week for them.
Cheers, Alan.